Good morning. It is 7:43 here on the Mighty 690. It is time for our monthly chat here with U.S. Representative Derek Schmidt, who joins us on the line. Good morning, sir. How's it going?
Good morning, James. Doing well, thank you, and happy Memorial Day weekend to everybody.
That's right. We are here into a big Memorial Day weekend, so I know there's all sorts of ceremonies, services around the area, so always encouraging our listeners to check that out. And, of course, remember the true reason for this weekend. So,
Absolutely.
I know that you've been, there's been, of course, plenty going on in Washington, as there always is. And I know last week the House passed the MILCON VA, the Military Construction VA bill for next year. Can you tell us a little bit about this? I know that there invests a lot of money in some military infrastructure and programs.
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, you'll remember we talked before about sort of the big picture process here and what we've been trying to do. There are supposed to be 12 individual appropriation bills enacted each and every year that fund the operations of the federal government. That had not happened since the 1990s until this past year. And we finally, it wasn't pretty, it was clunky, but we finally got all 12 of the bills done the way it's supposed to work, more or less. And now we've started on the following year. So we got fiscal year 26 done. We're now starting on the next year, fiscal year 2027. And the first of the 12 bills for 27 that we've been able to get moving is the one that funds military construction projects, our military posts, around the United States and around the world, and then also funds the Department of Veterans Affairs and various veterans benefits. And so I was really pleased we started with that one. I think that particularly the veterans benefits portion needs to get settled. There was a lot of uncertainty as the Department of Veterans Affairs reorganized a year ago. I think much of that has now stabilized. Everybody sort of knows how they're going to be staffed, how they're going to operate, what they're trying to accomplish, but now we got to make sure that they have funding to do it without any additional interruption. And so getting the MILCON VA bill, as they call it, and the funding for that through first, I think, helps. I'm hoping the Senate will follow through. The bill on the House side that we passed, it was a big, big vote, Republicans and Democrats, bipartisan, which is what you certainly want to see, especially in the military space and especially in the veteran support space. It fully funds all of the veterans' benefits programs, so if any program that's set up and by law, there's a benefit that's supposed to be paid. The money is there to make sure that that gets paid, as well as another number of other projects. So I'm optimistic, and I'm hopeful the Senate will pick it up soon and get it passed.
Definitely. We are speaking here with U.S. Representative Derek Schmidt here on the Mighty 690. I also know the House is expected to pass soon a VA compensation bill for the severely disabled. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I can. You know, we were able to kind of hit the accelerator on that and actually got it passed last night. I didn't think it was going to be done just yet, but we were glad to get it done. This is a very targeted piece of legislation, but sort of the top line on it, the concept is for those veterans who were disabled through their service and are severely disabled, their compensation would be increased fairly significantly in some cases. It varies by the particular program that supports the particular individual. As you know, there are a whole strain of qualifications and services out there, but for the most severely disabled veterans who have given so much, have a lot of cost of care going forward and just cost of living going forward because of the assistance they need, this would increase their assistance really pretty substantially. It's about $800 a month increase, so about $10,000 a year. Again, I want to be very cautious in saying that is for a very targeted group of individuals. So obviously, if you're in that situation, your family member, loved one is, it'll be tremendously helpful. It doesn't apply to everybody, not even everybody who has a service-connected disability. But it certainly will help those that it helps. And then there are some other adjustments that are smaller for other veterans with service-connected disabilities. And so the general idea is trying to help the level of support catch up with the realities of modern living. And I'm glad we got it passed. It ended up being a little bit less unanimous than I might have expected, but it still had broad bipartisan support, and I'm hopeful the Senate will take it up.
Well, yeah, that is good to see on that. So, again, we'll see what the progress takes on that particular bill. But I know definitely it can be kind of a challenge sometimes to navigate the VA, but I know that it does provide a very good service here. So we're speaking with U.S. Representative Derek Schmidt here on the Mighty 690. And I know that we talked here last time about the Criminal History Access Act. I was wondering if there's been any progress on that. And maybe you could go over a little bit of that for folks who may not have heard here last month when you were on.
Well, the idea is pretty straightforward. If you're going to be a law enforcement officer, you go through the training, you get certified. You have to be certified in order to be a law enforcement officer. And there are certain criminal convictions that disqualify you. Certain things you've been convicted of, you just can't become an officer after that. This is a very technical but important bill that allows the certifying agency, we call it CPOST in Kansas, Kansas CPOST, the one that allows an individual to be an officer, basically licenses them in plain terms. It allows the certifying agency to actually itself check criminal history records. Right now they can't do that, which seems strange. They're supposed to be enforcing the law that says if you have a disqualifying criminal conviction, you can't be an officer. But they don't have the authority to check the database themselves that holds the records of whether you have that conviction. They have to ask other law enforcement agencies to do it. This would just close that gap and make sure nobody falls through the cracks. So we got it out of the House, bipartisan bill. I was the Republican lead on it. One of my colleagues from North Carolina is a Democrat lead on it. It just makes good sense. And it went to the Senate. I was hopeful it was going to get passed last week during Police Week, by the way. That didn't happen, but I'm still pretty optimistic it'll get done sometime later this year.
All right, well, we'll definitely be watching the progress on those particular bills as well. Of course, a lot of good things to help out those folks, especially those who have served. Timely topics here for Memorial Day. But I did want to throw it open here if there's anything else that you'd like to discuss here, bring to the listeners' attention. Obviously, we've been kind of had a worldwide focus on this whole thing, going on in the Middle East and with the gas prices going up. No one really likes that ahead of a Memorial Day weekend, but just wanted to open it up there. If there was anything else that you'd like to bring to the listeners' attention that's going on in Washington right now that you think is a really important that we should know about.
Well, there's a lot going on, but on the point you raised, we did have an update last week from Admiral Cooper, who's our CENTCOM commander. He's the combatant commander who's in charge of all of the operations in the Middle East, and he's got a lot on his plate now, but he took the time to come in and give us the update, both public and classified, on how things are progressing in the operation. And I came away from that optimistic that there is sort of a horizon here that we're going to get past, get things calmed down, and allow traffic to flow in and out of the Strait of Hormuz in a more normal fashion, allow oil and fertilizer components to flow in and out in a more ordinary fashion. And hopefully, that'll result in starting to bring prices back down, not up, because everybody's feeling it. It's frustrating. It needs to not continue. And I came away from that heartened that there is an end in sight. I hope that turns out to be true.
Absolutely. So I know that it is one of those things where there's definitely some increased attention over there when it starts affecting our bottom lines here and some of those prices of the pump here. So, sir, as we do go into this Memorial Day weekend, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us here today and hope that you can participate in some of those different ceremonies. I know you probably get a lot of invitations, as our other local representatives do, to speak. But I know we've had some of those veterans on here, different groups throughout the week, and they just always said they want to pass along that importance of this weekend, because I know we can really sometimes focus on the hot dogs and hamburgers and maybe a time on the lake, but there is really a reason for this whole weekend, and I'm sure you'd agree.
100%. I mean, the whole purpose here, the phrase that's often used, is the reason for the season. The whole purpose here is to remember those who have given their lives in service to our country, to defend this country, to defend our freedoms, and also to remember their families left behind, the Gold Star families, those who love them and haven't forgotten. And hoping to stay focused on that. I certainly will do my best on that. I've been grateful for the invitation to join some of the ceremonies around the area, and I look forward to doing that.
Very good. Well, U.S. Representative Derek Schmidt, we really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us here today, and hope you have a very good, meaningful weekend coming up, and we look forward to talking again here real soon.
Thanks, James. God bless. Take
care. All right. Thank you so much. That is U.S. Representative Derek Schmidt who joins us, and we get to talk with Representative Schmidt each and every fourth Friday of the month right here on the Mighty 690 at 740.